the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about how people who are increasing the amount of income and the amount of wealth that they get actually also increase the amount of order that they have in their lives. And so that sounds like a little bit opposite as to what should happen. Surely the busier you get, the amount of disorder within the system increases. And we call it entropy. For those people who like physics, the amount of entropy in the universe increases as time progresses. Entropy meaning the amount of disorder. So if I have a glass, which I have here, tap, tap. If I have a glass and I accidentally knock that on the floor, it will smash. Therefore, the amount of entropy has increased. The amount of disorder within the system, i.e. my workspace, has increased. Now, you tend not to find a glass that's already broken suddenly jump back onto the desk and make itself back into a glass. If we did do that, that would be an example of time travelling backwards, right? So that's not how the universe works. And it's a measure or an indicator as how we know that time moves forward is because the amount of entropy increases over time, which means things disintegrate over time. You know, if you've got a car, you can't just leave a car without getting it serviced because entropy increases. Does that make sense? So the reason why I'm talking about this is that as you progress forward through your life, if you can increase the amount of order, so decrease entropy, which is opposite to what the universe wants, but if you can increase the amount of order that's going on in your life, you will increase the amount of success that you have. Let me give you a couple of examples. So I currently, every single day, look at my spreadsheet. Every single day, I look at what's going on in my money. Now, the longer I don't look at that spreadsheet, the more disorder has the opportunity to happen in my bank accounts because I don't know what's going on and I've got less and less control over it. Let's take weight. The more that you don't record what you eat, and the more that you don't record what your weight is and what your waistline is, the increase in the amount of entropy or disorder you will have on your waistline and on your health. Okay, if you, the very simple act of recording something, writing down how big is your waist, how big are your biceps, how far did you run today or this week, or how many donuts have you eaten? Let's do that one, right? The idea being getting from 10 down to zero, depending on how many donuts you eat. So if you can focus and start recording everything that you do, you will have an increasing amount of order going on in your life. And people going, yeah, but you know, an increase in order, that's not what's going to make me more money, is it? Of course it is. The problem is that that's a poor person's mentality. You know, like you get people and they say, oh yeah, but money doesn't make you happy. Of course it bloody well does. It still doesn't overwhelm the fact that if you're depressed, more money won't make you instantly happy, but it will get you access to maybe the drugs that you need to help you, or the counselling that you need to help you, or the jet ski that will make you happy, right? Even if it's just for a week, a jet ski will make you happy, at least for that week. But fundamentally, you still have to deal with the problems going on underneath. But you have to start increasing the amount of order that goes on in your life. And I say this time and time again to clients, and I can see the ones that are taking off and financially becoming much more wealthy because they're the ones who've got an increasing amount of order. They do the spreadsheet every day. They've got a time management. They know what all the tasks are. They don't just have a sheet of paper with a bunch of tasks on and try and get through them. That's crazy. That's a poor person's mentality, which is why poor people are poor. They don't hope that a solution will come. They plan the solution. So they're increasing the amount of order within their universe, within their system. Like, this sounds like a little bit sort of metaphysical, and maybe it is. But I trust me on this. If you've got a messy desk, and right now, by the way, my desk is messy. The cleaner's coming later, so I will tidy it up when she gives it a clean. But when my desk is messy, although for that period of time, I like to say to myself, oh yeah, I'm much more efficient with a messy desk. Of course, maybe that's true, but I don't really think it is true. Certainly, when my desk is tidier, I feel like I have an increasing order going on in my life and I feel more professional and get more done. So you've got to start moving towards increasing the amount of order. When is your car insurance due? That should be on your spreadsheet. not your spreadsheet, on your calendar. So like the week before, you can spend the time looking through the cheapest car insurance deal and getting the best deal. Most people don't do that. They just wait. They haven't got time to look for the cheapest deal. They just renew it, and it's 20% more than the cheapest deal. So they could have saved themselves some money. I was just looking at booking a hotel. Normally the hotel is like £150, £170. I'm booking it 4 weeks from now. It's £95. My flights, for example, we booked flights back in July all the way up to January. I'm getting flights for like £30, £40. I've done it where I've left it to the week before, £150. Because I have an increasing amount of order going on in my life, I'm able to take advantage because I'm more organised. That sounds so obvious. And yet, we find ourselves being very, very disorganised. Try it for a week. Trust me on this. Try being the most organised person you know. And by the way, what will happen is that all the other people around you will try and push back on you, and they will try and persuade you not to be organised. And this is the poor person's mentality. How organised do you think Richard Branson is? Pretty organised? Alan Sugar? Oprah Winfrey? Pretty organised, right? What about, let's take an Olympic athlete, Usain Bolt. How organised do you think he is? Like, that guy knows what he's eating 4 weeks from now. I was talking to a guy yesterday at the gym, and I think he's in his 50s. He's got less than 4% body fat, and he knows what he's going to eat. He's in a competition in the next sort of 10 days. And 3 days before, he cuts all his water intake to get that body fat really as low as he can. He has to organise for the next 10 days. He just did another show, and he wasn't organised. He ended up being late for it. He didn't get to put on, you know, that tan that we put on to make them really dark. It just makes the muscles pop. He didn't get that. He came like nearly last. And I told him, I said, you know, it's not to worry. You in this life, you get to learn twice, or you get paid twice. The first time is in experience. You got a lot of experience. He said, oh yeah, definitely got a lot of experience. And the second time is in success, right? Or money, or however you want to determine success or getting paid. It could be in the level of becoming first in that competition, or it could be like as money. But look, the level of order has to start increasing in your life. It's not like it's a choice. Well, I'll see how well I do and then I'll start increasing it. That's not how it works. You have to start increasing the amount of order in your life and then you'll start doing better. This is not a choice where you can go, yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. No, it's not how it works. You have to increase the amount of order. It's like, I know people ever go, yeah, I need to lose weight. And I'm like, well, if you go to the gym, that'll help you. No, I'll lose weight and then I'll go to the gym. I'm like, that doesn't work. What happens is you go to the gym, you end up on a treadmill, you lift some weight. And then when you come home, you don't want to eat the donuts. You want to eat healthier. Every time I've got healthy in my physique is because I started with the gym first. And then you go to the gym. You don't want pizza after you've been to the gym. You don't want it. Because it hurts going to the gym. And then you've got onset muscle stress or whatever that's called. You know, where your muscles hurt after you go to the gym for a few days. I went yesterday. I'm having a bit of pain today. But I went last week. I was in pain for a whole week. Last thing I want to do is eat donuts. I have to go through all that pain again. And I'm offsetting that pain by eating donuts. It's just not worth it. I'm not going to see the results that I want. The only way I can do this is by being better organised. Let's talk about weight. If I want to lose weight, do you think it's better for me to plan the week and all my meals that week? Absolutely. And if I don't, and I've not got meat out of the freezer and defrosted it, do you think I just eat like pizza? Because it's easy to do, because now I've got 5 chops stuck together and I can't dismantle them. So last night I took the chops out of the freezer so I can have them with the food today that I want to eat. So I've planned ahead. So look, the amount of disorder in your future has to decrease, not increase. It's opposite to what the universe wants. Your amount of order that you have in your life has to increase. So this means knowing how much money you've got coming in and what's going out and when. Knowing what you're going to eat this week. Knowing what tasks you're going to do and when. I mean, if I were to show you my calendar, it is filled with tasks. I've also allocated time for me to not do tasks. I've got the gym in there, going shopping later, for example. I'm going for a walk on a beach, going to go do some filming. All of that is in my calendar. I've got picking up my little girl from nursery. That's in my calendar. I've got 3 hours tonight allocated for just me and my wife. It's all allocated. The amount of order in the system has to increase. And if it's one thing that you take from today, it's that the amount of order has to increase. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Listen, just drop me an email. Let me know if that was good for you. Let me know what was the biggest learning from the podcast. Love to hear back from you. All right, my name's Dan Latta, and we'll catch you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.